For the first time in 5 years, commercial salmon fishing is returning to Kuskokwim Bay. A new buyer hopes to start purchasing salmon from fishermen before the end of the month. The buyer is E&E Foods, located in Washington State. Company COO Ken Ing says E&E may be new to Kuskokwim Bay, but it's already looking toward an extended future.
We hope that it is so successful that we will be back every year for a long time.
It's been able to do that already in other areas of Alaska.
Currently, we have operations in Kenai, Yakutat, Bristol Bay, and also Kotzebue.
Ing says there are two reasons for expanding to Kuskokwim Bay.
As an opportunity to expand our buying area geographically, but also maybe help the local community to reestablish the salmon fishery.
That commercial fishery shut down in 2016 when the Coastal Villages Region Fund mothballed its processing operations, saying it was losing about $6 million a year. Suddenly, local fishermen and workers saw a substantial portion of their annual income disappear. Many could not afford their boat motor payments. Some lost water and sewer service. Shopping trips to Anchorage for school clothes was no longer an option. Other salmon buyers tried to enter the area in the years since, but none have been successful, until now. E&E has a tentative agreement with the State Fish and Game Department to revive the commercial fishery, with its first commercial opener on Monday, June 29th. Ing is expecting 70 to 80 commercial fishermen to participate. Fishermen will be limited to 6-inch or less mesh. E&E's primary targets are sockeye and coho salmon, but it will also buy kings and chum. It has yet to set a price, but says it will pay competitively. That price, Ing says, will depend on the salmon world market.
Well, compared to previous years, the pricing has been down. In some cases, because of the COVID-19 situation, there just has been a lot less demand.
E&E has contracted with former partners for the venture. The processor ship called the Clipper Epic will be anchored in Good News Bay. Meanwhile, a tender will travel to and from Quinnahawk. Ing says both vessels are following COVID-related state health precautions. All workers are tested for coronavirus and isolated for 2 weeks before boarding the ships, and they're committed to a no-contact fishery.
Meaning that the fishermen cannot board any of our vessels, nor can we board their vessels. So we will just transfer the fish from the fishing boat to the tender or to the processors.
Also, workers will not go ashore and will instead be resupplied through a tender. Ing says the processor can handle up to 70,000 pounds of fish per day and would like to process that much salmon each opener until the coho season ends in August. All the salmon will be frozen aboard the processor and shipped to Seattle. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.